Hello, and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas, has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. The title of today's message is, Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? Now here's Pastor Steve.
Something that I don't think we talk a lot about, and that is the disasters and the calamities that are about to befall our world. You know, when we talk about coming to Christ as personal Savior and Lord, I think the worst thing people think that they can say to unbelievers is about hell. You're going to spend your eternity in hell. Well, before hell and even the lake of fire comes the tribulation, period. And it's the worst time in human history. And I just want to be guided by the Holy Spirit by what I share with you today. So let's pray one more time. The Holy Spirit will speak. Father, we love you today. We honor you. We thank you for all that has already taken place. And we pray now, Holy Spirit, that you would be our teacher. Say the things that you desire to speak to our hearts, God, to inform us of the future events from this book and stir our hearts that we might be witnesses to warn people of what is yet ahead of them without Christ. In Jesus' name, let's all say amen and amen. The title of our message today is, Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? Will you be saved from the coming disasters? In 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 10, it says, Wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Now, the Bible tells us that Jesus will return to rapture his church from the coming tribulation period. Jesus informs us in the book of Revelation about what's next prophetically in human history. That's why it's so important to study and read this book. If you want to know what's going to happen next in human history, Jesus has revealed it to us in the book of Revelation. Revelation 1 and 1, it says, This is a revelation from Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the events that must soon take place. The book of Revelation reveals one of the most important messages Jesus gave to us about the future. And that is that God's judgment upon the world for sin will begin after the rapture of the church. So many times we tell people, if you don't accept the Lord, you know, eventually when you die, you're going to go to hell. And back up. Before you die, you will go through the tribulation period. The worst time in human history, when the church first will be taken to heaven by Jesus. The next thing that happens is the tribulation period. And most people living when the rapture happens, we'll be living through the tribulation. And those living through the tribulation will experience the worst time in human history. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew 24 and 21. Well, then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be again. The tribulation will be a time of terror the world has never experienced. And God will release a total of 21 judgments upon earth during the tribulation period. And they are in three series of sevens. They are called the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and the vial or bowl judgments. And each of these judgments will release advancing destruction upon the people and upon earth. And these judgments will climax with the glorious appearance of Christ when Jesus Christ returns in the Battle of Armageddon. Now, the Bible warns that those who reject Jesus Christ as personal Savior will experience the tribulation. Most will die and experience hell, and then eternal death in the lake of fire. Folks, accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior from sin's punishment is the only way to escape the tribulation period. It's the only way to escape hell. It's the only way to escape the lake of fire, which is sin's final judgment. In Romans chapter 6 and 23, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. John 3 and 36, the Bible says, whoever believes and accepts God's Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. Now, in Revelation chapter 3 and 10, we find Jesus saying to his church, because you have persevered, because you've stayed faithful, you will not have to go through the tribulation period, the trial that will come upon the entire earth. It says, because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I will also keep you from the isle of trial, which shall come upon the entire world to test those who dwell on the earth. Folks, we have individuals here who are ready to test God, not only to see if he really exists, but also to see that, will he really punish? I mean, is this really all going to happen? In Romans chapter 2 and 8, it says, for those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth of God's word, but obey unrighteousness, there will be wrath and fury. There will be tribulation and distress for every human being who does evil on the earth. Now, I want to pick up where I left off before. Today, I will continue to discuss the seven trumpet judgments. The opening of the seventh seal introduces the seven trumpet judgments. We're going to spend a little time in that today. I'm going to tell you some things perhaps you haven't heard before, or things that you've heard. I'm going to go in a little bit more detail to bring you up to date where we are in the world. Revelation 8 and 1, it says, and when Christ had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Verse 6, and the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. Now, as we listen to what the judgments are from this first trumpet, we're going to find out that this trumpet brings destruction of vegetation on earth. The Bible says the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. Now, hail and fire mixed with blood are literal judgments. They will fall in one third of the earth's surface. The earth's total surface area is 197 million square miles. This first trumpet judgment parallels the seventh plague of Egypt, without the blood involved. Let me read this, because God used a similar judgment to persuade Pharaoh to release the children of Israel from Egypt. In Exodus chapter 9 and 23, it says, and Moses stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail and fire. It ran along upon the ground, and the Lord rained hail upon the land of Egypt. So there was hail and fire mixed together, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since, it became a nation. Hail, when we talk about hailstones, how many of you experienced that? And you know, in Texas recently, we had some hail. Anybody experienced that at your house? Well, hailstorms can do terrible damage. Some of us know that. But think of this, fire mixed with hail. You know, when we talk about fire mixed with hail, the possibilities of devastation are staggering. And I want you to think about this. One third of the trees and the green grass on earth will be destroyed by this first trumpet. Let's move on to the second trumpet. When the second trumpet is blown by an angel, a burning meteorite will fall from space on the sea. Now, some think, oh, come on now, Pastor. A meteorite is going to come down from space and land in the sea. Well, that's what the Bible says. How many of you believe the Bible? Good. In Revelation 8 and 8, it says, then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Once again, in the book of Exodus, we see something similar that God did in Egypt. In Exodus 7 and 17, it says, thus says the Lord, in this thou shalt know that I am the Lord, because I will smite with the rod that is in my hand upon the waters which are in the river, and they shall turn to blood. Verse 18 tells us the result of that. It says, and the fish in the river died, and the river began to stink. And the Egyptians loathed to drink the water that was in the river. Now, when we talk about these judgments, they all have consequences. This judgment will cause one third of a sea to become blood. One third of the fish of the sea will die. What an aroma. All of the blade and all of the other different, I say glade, not blade, all of the other perfumes, it's not going to help. The stench that is going to be all over the world. One third of the fish will die. It also says one third of the ships will be destroyed.
Thank you for joining us for today's message. Here's Pastor Steve with an invitation to this Sunday's very special service.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Thanks for listening to the program today. I want to personally invite you to our Sunday worship service. It's a special service called Family and Friends. I'd like to meet you and shake your hand and pray for you personally. You know, your coming is the only way that I know that you're listening. I want to thank you for your prayers and your support of this ministry. God is touching lives, and people are being blessed because of you.
Come join us this Sunday for a special day of worship and fellowship on our Family and Friends Day. You'll make some new friends, enjoy some excellent live music with our praise and worship team, and Pastor Hill would like to meet you personally. That's this Sunday for our Family and Friends Day. We look forward to seeing you there. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can find out more about the many ministries at Spirit Life Church and other upcoming special events by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
I want you to pause and think about some people you know who don't know Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord. I want you to apply right now this message to them. And then I want to remember what Jesus said to us, what God has said to us, when he tells us that if we don't warn them, they'll die, and he'll hold us responsible. But if we do warn them and they reject them, well, they made their decision. God is going to judge every human being for how they lived in this world. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 10, it says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one of us may receive the things done in our body, whether they are good or bad." A good way to witness to someone, to share the gospel, since we're all going to die, is to ask them this question: have you decided where you're going to spend eternity? That's a great opening line. Have you decided where you're going to spend eternity? Are you going to heaven? A survey showed that belief in the afterlife is widely accepted by Americans. In fact, 8 out of 10 Americans believe in the afterlife in some way. Most Americans do not, they don't expect to experience hell. Just 0.5% of the people in America believe they're going to hell. Nearly 2/3 of Americans, 64%, believe that they're going to heaven. However, 1 in every 4 adults admit they have no idea what's going to happen when they die. It's our responsibility to tell everyone we know what will happen, to warn them of what is about to happen. You know, often when people witness about Christ, they focus on the love of God instead of the judgment that's going to come upon them for rejecting Jesus Christ. My testimony is at 9 years old, it was a preacher's message about hell that got me up. And at that altar, and I asked Jesus Christ to come into my heart as my Savior. And at the close of the service, the pastor would always ask those who received Christ, "And why did you receive Jesus today?" I'll never forget. I stood up boldly as a 9-year-old. I said, "I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to hell." And I thank God for that. I thank God for that today. If you thank God for that, give him a hand of praise right now. That never gets old. That never gets old. Well, the next day, or close after that, I guess the next few weeks, I'm born again now. I know Jesus as Savior. And the Holy Spirit moves on my heart to witness to my best friend, Ralph. He lives next door. He's being raised by his grandparents, Mr. and Mrs. Staten. Mr. Staten could grill some good barbecue. You could smell it when he was cooking it. But at 9 years old, I never got up enough nerve to ask him for a sample, because children just didn't do that sort of thing. Not when I was growing up, anyway. Well, it took a few weeks, but I did witness to Ralph. Wasn't sure what I could tell him, because I didn't know that much about it. But finally, I just shared my own experience. And I confronted him with the question about heaven and hell. Where would he spend eternity? And he just said to me, "Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate it." But a few weeks later, Ralph left. He left the neighborhood. I never saw him again. And I have always thought, after all these years, what if I had not obeyed the Holy Spirit? And there are many of us right now that the Holy Spirit is, he's speaking to us. Share your faith with that person. Share your faith with that person. Say something about Christ to that person. Share. See, folks, you don't know when is the last opportunity to do that. You don't know. But just as sure as the Lord has put it in your heart, there's a reason for it. When we address the reality of the holiness of God, we begin to really understand why only those who are forgiven of their sins can make heaven. Folks, God separates himself from sin. He is holy. He is a holy God. And Isaiah 59:2, it says, "Your iniquities have separated you from your God, your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you." See, the key to entering heaven is accepting Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, because only he alone deals with the sin problem. We were born in sin. We were all born under the sentence of death. eternal death. And God sent Christ to grant forgiveness of sin and open the way for us all to escape the tribulation and make heaven. In John 3:16, once again, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Those who refuse the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, though, they're lost. Folks, to walk according to our natural desires, we will not make heaven. We have got to allow the righteousness of God to rule in our hearts and our lives. We cannot sin and think we're going to make it in. It's important for you to know you cannot live a life of sin that is disobedience to God and think you're going to heaven. You're not. It's not going to happen. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor those who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of heaven. That means your eternity will be in hell and then in the lake of fire. And let me just say this too, because lately, a lot of people, religious people, have been saying that all roads lead to God. It's just not true. There is no all-inclusive, broad, all paths leads to God and heaven road. It does not exist. In Matthew 7:13, Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. The gate is wide and the road is wide that leads to hell. And many people enter through that gate. But the gate is small and the road is narrow that leads to true life. And only a few people find that road. Why don't we preach that a lot? And your church affiliation and your good works will not get you into heaven. So many people believe that it will, but it's not true. That's why Matthew 7:21, Jesus says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven. It's the only way. We have to obey God. We have to repent of our sins. We have to turn to God. Our sins have to be wiped away through the blood of Jesus Christ, his sacrifice. You got to come to Christ. Submit yourself. Repent of your sins and walk in a new way of life, a righteous way, empowered by the Holy Spirit. And really, accepting Christ is not that difficult. In Romans 10:9, it says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you accept that, you'll be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made righteous with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that he is your Lord and Savior that you are saved.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was called, Will You Be Saved from the Coming Disasters? Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
I want to thank our listeners for your prayer support for this ministry. You know, more than ever before, we all need to pray one for another, as the scripture says. Whatever your individual situation is, I want to pray with you now and just ask God that he will bless you in a special way. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you today for your love, for your mercy, and for your goodness. You are the great God. You're able to protect us and to keep us safe. And we are asking again that you would please intervene on our behalf. Heal those that are sick. Help those, Lord, who are right now just not quite sure about tomorrow, we know that you are the God who has all of the answers. We believe you to meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.